we are all opposed to military takeover. Nobody supports coups. I mean, when these coups occur, we in parliament, we are the first casualties. All coup announcements, you will hear the phraseology, parliament is hereby dissolved. We will instantly become unemployed. We'll be jobless. So I cannot come here and speak in favor of military takeovers.
So if nobody supports coups, nobody should encourage them and nobody should entertain them.
Exactly. Let's establish that. However, in as much as we do not support coups, we do not support military takeovers, we must recognize that some elements, and you find this happening in ECOWAS time and time again, abuse democratic opportunities. They are not empathetic to the people. They don't use good governance tools. They don't listen to the masses. They even use their democratically elected office to undermine institutions, compromise the judiciary, entrench themselves, engage in what you may want to call constitutional coups. And that has been the bane in the sub-region. You look at the continent today and those who are spearheading this. I heard President Ouattara say that he was the first to announce that his troops are ready. President Ouattara, who is on his third term, who amended his constitution. There was no condemnation. His peers went to his inauguration and congratulated him. Macky Sall is the second leader who has said that he is ready. He has even said that his money is ready, even though he has not gone to parliament.
I thought he has renounced that.
It's Cape Verde.
Okay. It's Macky Sall, right?
No.
He's retracted that.
Macky Sall has renounced.
He's renounced that.
Yes. Yeah. Now he has, yes.
Okay.
So, but he was the second after Ouattara. Now, what is Macky Sall's current democratic credentials? But for, and I must commend Dr. Fatao, appointing good like Jonathan and his colleagues, the West Africa Elders Forum, going to negotiate. He was very close to installing himself as a third term president. Today, he is delivering lectures to Niger. So, ECOWAS has a credibility crisis. I agree with Professor Eni. You see, right from the outset, when ECOWAS was established in 1975, even the host of that establishment conference, General Gowon, was not a Democrat. Few months thereafter, he was overthrown. Six leaders at that meeting were military dictators. Few years after, eight other countries had coups. Indeed, if you look at the ECOWAS membership, only two countries have not had coups. Only Cape Verde and Senegal. So you can understand the quagmire ECOWAS finds itself in. Credibility crisis, lacking the moral right. All of these countries, when coups happened, the Nigerians will tell you, why was there not an intervention? If you do the counting, since ECOWAS was established in 1975, there has been about 126 coups. Over the last 3 years, there have been six coups already. Two in Mali, two in Burkina Faso. So, there's a real credibility crisis. And this attempt to now say, you see, we must be hardlined, we must use force, and that will serve as a deterrent. I am afraid. I take a totally different view. I do not think that military intervention is what will stem the tide. Rather, they should look at the causative factors. All of this bad leadership. People using democracy to entrench themselves, to kill their people. Look at how many opposition leaders have been imprisoned in Senegal. How many protesters have been shot in Senegal by a democratically elected leader.